Do we know who actually does the HER2 testing? My sense is it's very localized. Do we have any data on actually who does the test? I assume most people are getting IHC.
I don't have a sense of the breakdown in terms of how much is being done by local labs and how much is being sent out. For the most part, when I see in community labs, they tend, for the most part, try to do the IHC locally and send the fish to a central lab. And this is actually one of the pitches now with the release of the chromogenic IHC assay that potentially you could do the in situ hybridization test in your own pathology lab in the community, which raises another level of complexity.
Paul?
I heard that a large proportion of community oncology fish testing is done centrally by quintiles. That's what I've heard, that 80 to 90% of all the community fish testing in the United States is done by a single laboratory. And what I've heard in addition is that that laboratory, when it does replicate testing on the same sample, there's about a 10% variation in their own hands. So when they test the specimen, you know, repeat test the same specimen, they have about a 10% variation in their own hands. And then when their specimens are taken into a high-quality academic lab and retested, in addition, there's a variability, another 10, 15% variability. So if you add up the variability in the hands of a single centralized testing place coupled to an even more rigorous centralized academic laboratory, you're looking at a fairly broad margin of error. That's my understanding.